Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you join us here. And this first segment, of course, since it's the first Friday of the month, is our First Friday Art segment, meant to be a listener-heavy segment. Join us with listings of events in the performing and visual arts for the weeks ahead. More than happy to take your calls and emails about things going on in your community. And we can define arts a little more broadly in the month of November because we begin to head into Christmas season. So we begin to have Christmas festivals. We have Jacksonville's Victorian Christmas in the back of the list today. Lots of other stuff going on as we begin to move into the holiday season. Join us in this First Friday Arts segment as we run through the events. 800-838-3760, toll free anywhere in the region. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let's begin with events for today, November 1st. And we'll start with the 30 Under 30 exhibition at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center. This is the Hallie Brown Ford Gallery at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center on Harvard Boulevard in Roseburg. This is an exhibit of 30 art pieces by artists under 30 years of age. The Umpqua Valley Arts Association's Gallery Committee juried submissions from both regular and regional and national artists working in a variety of mediums, or media, I guess we should say. 30 Under 30 exhibition at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center on Harvard Boulevard in Roseburg, open Tuesday through Friday. Today, that would be from 10 to 4. Also going on this weekend today, this will be the last, second to last weekend, I should say, for Time Stands Still at the Mendocino Theater Company. What happens when capturing life collides with living it? Don't miss this witty new play about the homecoming of an acclaimed war photographer at the Mendocino Theater Company. Time Stands Still is on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee, running through November 10th at the Mendocino Theater Company. Let us take a call. Here is Mike in Eagle Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment.
Good morning. Hi. I'd like to announce that this afternoon at 5:30 in the Meese Auditorium at the Hannon Library on the SOU campus will be a presentation of the Poeteers Halloween. It's a production of the Poetry and Performance Workshop of Ollie. That's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at SOU. One performance only, an hour of poetry featuring all things ghostly, ghastly, spooky, ghoulish, and eerie. Some of it humorous, some of it whimsical, and some of it a little reflective, nothing terribly morbid.
Anything standard from Edgar Allan Poe, for example, in there, Mike?
Not Edgar Allan Poe, but there's a bit of Robert Service, a bit of James Whitcomb Riley, a bit of A.A. Milne, and a few that names that won't be quite so readily known.
All right, so the Poeteers Halloween, this is in the Meese Auditorium at the Hannon Library?
That's correct.
At what time?
5:30. It's about an hour-long show.
5:30 tonight, the Poeteers Halloween. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to have you. This is First Friday Art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We're running down a list of events in the performing and visual arts for the month ahead. We certainly welcome your submissions. We're reading off the stuff that has been submitted already to our website at ijpr.org, and you can join us. Flesh out further details or add to the list of events at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, that number is 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. And if you're wondering where Charlotte Duran is, because she usually joins me for this segment, she is home ill for the day. We wish her a speedy recovery. Continuing with the events, this is the day of the annual Red Bluff Art Walk. This happens today and tomorrow, November 1st and 2nd, in historic downtown Red Bluff. Friday's events from 5 to 9 feature shopping, art, music, and wine tasting. The event continues Saturday from 10 to 3, including a food truck rally. That's all part of the annual Red Bluff Art Walk today and tomorrow in downtown Red Bluff. And, of course, it is First Friday. One of the reasons we named this segment thus is because there are First Friday art walks in Ashland and Eugene and Grants Pass, among others. And we hope you get a chance to peruse those. And if you have details on those events, something special going on at any of those First Friday events, give us a call here at the First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. If you are a regular listener to our First Friday Arts segment, you know that one of the first people who calls, usually right around 2 minutes after 8, is Livia from the Camelot Theater. Livia Janice, who is the artistic director there. She's out of town, actually, but she did send us a note to remind us that Evita is still playing at the Camelot Theater in Talent. And because it has been selling out, the run will be extended through November 24th, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving. So November 24th is the new closing date for Evita at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Camelot will also be having general auditions by appointment only on November 9th from 10 to 1. For either of those things, either to make ticket reservations or to take part in the auditions, call 541-535-5250, 541-535-5250 for Camelot Theater in Talent. Coming to the Criterion Theater tonight, November 1st, this is the Vienna Boys Choir, the Vienna Boys Choir at the Criterion Theater in Medford. This is the same choir that has riveted sold-out crowds with their incandescent voices and interpretations. This at the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center for the Performing Arts in Medford. Tickets start at $27 for the Vienna Boys Choir tonight at the Criterion Theater in Medford. A lot of events happening on this November 1st, including the Ben Rice Blues Band at Club 66. This is happening at Club 66, 1951 Ashland Street in Ashland. A Friday night concert featuring the Ben Rice Blues Band. Recently won the Journey to Memphis competition and will be competing in the International Blues Competition in January, joined by special guest James Vermilia on saxophone. This is the Ben Rice Blues Band at Club 66 in Ashland tonight at 8 o'clock. I want to take another call here from Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment.
Good morning.
Hi.
The Performing Arts Society of Shasta County is presenting an eclectic ensemble. I'm probably going to slaughter this name. It's Tognazzi, Sothard, and Conley, or Conley. They are, perform a variety of selections ranging from classical clarinet / piano duos, Italian arias, piano music from 1964, to tap dance on electrified soundboards with simultaneous saxophone. And in parentheses, it says one man.
Wow.
The trio spans generations as well as genres. The members became acquainted through their respective tenures at Shasta College, particularly Dr. Orlando Tognazzi, well-remembered as Shasta Symphony conductor / theory and instrumental professor. Ellen Sothard is piano faculty, and Michael Conley left studies with Dr. Tognazzi and went on to become Shoehorn in his professional life as a one-man band. I've seen Shoehorn perform. It's new vaudeville.
Uh-huh. Sounds
fun.
Anyway,
this is Friday night, November 8th, Old City Hall in Reading, 7:30 p.m.
Friday, November 8th at Old City Hall at 7:30.
Right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mark. Good to
sure
hear
thing.
From you. We'll take additional calls on our First Friday Arts segment with events in the performing and visual arts for the weeks ahead. This is right into holiday season events because the next time we talk to you on First Friday, it will be December. Numbers here, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let us also talk about what's going on at Ashland High School in Ashland. It's known for its high-quality theater productions. The fall production is Lend Me a Tenor, opening on November 6th at the High School Theater on Mountain Avenue in Ashland. Our volunteer arts reporter, Bob Davey, talked with the show's director, Lisa Ivory.
Lisa, tell me about Lend Me a Tenor and why you selected it.
It's a very fun, funny, door-slamming full evening of entertainment, and it also requires a skill level that the students at Ashland High can meet. It's very high, very fast, very quick, and very precise, and very fun.
And we're going to hear a little bit of it now. Tell us about what we're going to hear.
Oh, okay. This first clip, I think, is Max getting a lesson, a singing lesson, from the great Tito Morelli, Il Stupendo.
Okay, you're tight. Tense, huh? It's no good. You gotta relax. Be you.
I'm trying.
Okay. Now the throat. It's tight, huh? It's got to be loose. Like this. Okay. Now a trick, huh? Before you sing, you gotta hear everything. The orchestra, the chorus.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's in your heart.
Right.
Okay. Shh.
Now, there's lots of music. It's a music track. Did you have any trouble casting this from the high school?
The music is very difficult, and we're not backing away from that. We have a very skilled musical director. But the music is about 2 minutes, the arias, And the show is about 110. So it's really not a musical. But the music we have is very challenging, and they're doing really well. There's actually a duet from Don Carlo that is just magnificent.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Is it appropriate for all ages?
I think it is. I do believe so. Even very young children will really appreciate the comedy. And there's nothing that's inappropriate for young children to see.
He's going to kill me.
He will not. He'd have nobody to yell at. At least no one who takes it the way you do.
Maggie, the man is 2 hours late. Rehearsal starts in 10 minutes.
He'll be here, Max. This is Tito Morelli. He's a genius. They just don't think like other people.
So what are you saying? He's a grown man and he can't tell time?
I'm just not worried, okay?
I've been talking with Lisa Ivory, director of the Ashland High School Fall Theater production, Lend Me a Tenor. Performances at Ashland High School Theater will be on November 7th through 16th at 7:30 p.m., with one matinee performance on Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m.
Forget it. It wouldn't work. They'd spot me in 10 seconds.
No, they wouldn't.
Hey, stop it. The answer's no.
Max?
Just a little tease to the sounds of Lend Me a Tenor at Ashland High School. Thanks again to Bob Davey, our volunteer arts reporter, for providing this information to our first Friday arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Still time left. You can get your arts events listed here on our first Friday arts segment. Join us with events or details on events you've already heard here. 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area, our Rogue Valley local number 541-552-6782, or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Other events coming up for this weekend: Humboldt Symphony Orchestra is in concert on November 2nd. That's Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's Stravinsky's Famous Firebird Suite, Copland's John Henry, and Leroy Anderson's Blue Tango, plus selections by Gluck and Bartok. This is the Humboldt Symphony in concert at the Fulkerson Recital Hall on the Humboldt State University campus, Saturday night, November 2nd at 8 o'clock. The Wild and Scenic, you thought I'm going to say River, Film Festival actually comes to, let's see, the Meese Auditorium at the Southern Oregon University Art Department, as opposed to the Meese Room you've already heard about in this program at the SOU Hannon Library. This is November 8th, next Friday night. It's sponsored by the Rogue Riverkeeper and SOU's Outdoor Adventure Leadership Program. This is one of the premier environmental and adventure film festivals. The Wild and Scenic films combine stellar filmmaking, beautiful cinematography, and first-rate storytelling to inform, inspire, and ignite solutions and possibilities to restore the earth and human communities while creating a positive future for the next generation. The Wild and Scenic Film Festival, beginning on Friday, November 8th at 5:30 at the Meese Auditorium at the Southern Oregon University Art Department. Also coming up, let's see, this is November 15th, a benefit performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, offered by the North Coast Repertory Theater, 305th Street in Eureka. This is the reading service of the Redwood, sponsoring a benefit performance of the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, November 15th at the North Coast Repertory Theater. And now we begin to slide into those Christmas events we were talking about, because we are right on the cusp of the holiday season. You probably knew this already, because you might have gone looking for Halloween supplies a week or two ago and discovered that the Christmas display is already up in the stores. And in some cases have been since August or September. So it's just a matter of how many more aisles they seem to be taking over in the stores these days. Having said all that, the first event for Christmas we have listed here is A Cascade Christmas, coming to the Cascade Theater in Reading on November 30th at 2 in the afternoon. Celebrate the season with family and friends in the annual holiday tradition of A Cascade Christmas, presented by the Cascade Theater under the direction of Yana Pulcini-Layard. This holiday spectacular features more than 30 singers, dancers, and actors with lavish sets, costumes, and music, sure to fill your heart with the spirit of the season. A Cascade Christmas, November 30th at 2 p.m. at the Cascade Theater on Market Street in Reading. We also have Jacksonville's Victorian Christmas coming up, also on November 30th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Everything is free. This is joining Father Christmas and Pioneer characters when Jacksonville kicks off its Victorian Christmas celebration with a tree lighting ceremony, music by the Rogue Valley Symphony Brass Quintet, and caroling. Merchants will hold open house until 7 o'clock. This is again on the evening of November 30th, starting at 5 o'clock, a Victorian Christmas in Jacksonville. And that is the list of events that we have for First Friday Arts segment around the region. another busy month coming up. Things begin to cool off just a bit as we head further into the holiday season. December usually features a fair number of events, quite a few. We'll start getting into Christmas handbell choirs and choir concerts and all the things that go on in December when we do our first Friday Art segment for December. We're just starting to get the leading edge of that in this November 1st Friday Art segment. And then, of course, things get pretty quiet in January. A lot of the first Friday events don't even happen in January. So that'll probably be the quietest month of the year for arts events. We will talk about that when the time comes. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for offering up further information for the arts segment. And again, if you want to get your information listed on the First Friday Arts segment, go to the website ijpr.org, look for the community calendar, and make your web submission there. And we'll be happy to read that here on the next First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Bottom of the hour on the Exchange, here's Garrison Keillor.